This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 488. Give your writing thoughts wings like Tiago.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we have the pleasure of meeting Tiago, a Three Keys student, a Writing Wizard winner, and a self-taught learner of English. Learn from his immersive English habits and get inspired and motivated in your IELTS studies. Good morning or afternoon or evening, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are new to the podcast, welcome, welcome. And for all of our fans, welcome back. We have a special episode with you today with a student from our course who recently won the Writing Wizard contest. And just let me also note here in the beginning that this is extremely amazing today because Tiago is our student and this is the first time that he has spoken with a native speaker and it is on a podcast. And that is very courageous of you, Tiago.
Hello, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So where are you from, Tiago?
I'm from Brazil, and I'm totally stoked to be in here today.
Awesome. You used that correctly, by the way. Totally stoked. That was perfect. Tiago, tell me, why are you taking IELTS?
Well, I want to immigrate. I want to restart my life in Canada, take all my family to there. And that's a step necessary to try the visa.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Did you take IELTS before or is this going to be the first time?
No. This is my first and hopefully my last.
Right? Hey, it is totally possible. Judging from the writing that I've seen, and we just did a strategy session and we practiced speaking, I think you are going to rock it. You're going to do so well. But let's focus on the writing because that's why we're here today. Tiago, I was blown away by your essay. Before taking the course, did you have experience with like academic writing or anything like that?
No, I don't. I used to write on my Facebook page some thoughts, essays, but just trying to get my friends thinking in something more meaningful than just sharing pictures of cats or their meals. And I'm pretty sure that I should do this in a blog or something like that.
So you would write in English or Portuguese?
No, in Portuguese.
Okay. But what about in English? Had you tried to write in English before?
No.
But and so something else that you told me before we started recording, which also blew my mind, was that you've never studied English like formally in a classroom. Is that right?
Is that right? I am a self-taught student. I've never been in a regular English class. And in fact, I've never had spoken with anyone in English besides talking to myself until last week. When I talked to one of the Three Keys students, a nice lady from Qatar, and you, Jessica, is the first native that I'm speaking with.
That's incredible. That's amazing. Guys, you can see that it's possible. Everybody has different resources, right? And unfortunately, not everybody has access to native speakers to be practicing with. So talking to yourself out loud is key. Tiago, what do you talk to yourself about?
Everything. To start with, I hear a lot of podcasts, so I try to mimic what they are talking about. and I go to my work riding my bike. So the half hour that took me to commuting, I go or listening to the podcast or talking to myself, summarizing my day.
That is fantastic. That completely follows our strategies, like our suggestions of just narrating, you know, just talking to yourself as much as possible. That's awesome. And I'm happy to hear that you have connected to other students in the course for more, you know, person-to-person practice. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I keep getting sidetracked because I'm just so fascinated with like your journey so far. Anyway, back to writing. How did you write such a good essay? First question, were you able to write this in 40 minutes?
No. That's my main problem. It took me an entire hour to come up with this essay.
Oh, okay. What is taking the longest? Like, do you spend too much time brainstorming or writing?
No, I believe that brainstorming took the most of time. But, I mean, this course is so amazing that I can see improvement across the board, you know?
Well, awesome.
It's from the introduction, getting to the point right away. But yeah. Brainstorming, the thing is that it's take me so long because I understand that when you when you do a good brainstorm, the body paragraph almost builds itself. So
yeah, exactly.
We have to invest some precious minutes just thinking about each paragraph. And it goes narrowing the narrative from the general until specific, detailed information. But the thing is that it is taking me so long, much more than I expect. So I have to practice a little more.
Yeah, I mean, brainstorming is a skill by itself. So just as with any skill, I would recommend just practice brainstorming for a week. Okay, like you have about 3 weeks until your exam, right?
Right.
So just take like 5 days and only practice brainstorming, right? Like get 2 to 3 questions every day and just practice brainstorming. And remember, you don't have to write too much, right? But you need just enough for each paragraph. But your examples are fantastic. That's one of the reasons why you won, is your examples are very specific. The details are very specific. Let me share a little bit more about this with our listeners. So the question was, as education budgets shrink, arts programs are often the first to be eliminated. Why do you think these programs are cut? What is your opinion on the issue? And you came up with such great support, and the vocabulary was fantastic. So, for example, in paragraph 2, let's see, you say eliminating traditional disciplines such as math or history. For instance, my niece had her ballet classes suspended due to the so-called contingency of expenses. So good. So like you're really adhering to this idea of real people, real places, real times, right? Like, and then in the third paragraph, you say, Stanford published a study in 2016, which demonstrated that children exposed to arts programs become more creative and disruptive adults. I don't think disruptive is the right word, though. I think productive is what you wanted to say. Therefore, reflecting in financial increase and happiness expansion. Just lovely. Guys, come back to the blog for this episode 488. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I will type in the blog post these examples because not only are they specific, but the wording, the crafting of the sentence is fantastic. So, Tiago, I wouldn't put so much pressure on yourself because I can see that you're able, right? Like it's obvious you can come up with these ideas. So Don't pressure yourself. You're good. Now it's just a matter of making that process quicker and quicker, right? Yeah. Each time you brainstorm, just shave off 1 minute. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're getting shorter and shorter. Hello, lovely IELTS learners. If you are ready to get the templates, the strategies, the practice, everything you need to succeed on your next IELTS exam, it is guaranteed to raise your score. In fact, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, the big thing I want to ask you about is the vocabulary. How, because I think this is what really can help our listeners. How did you develop such amazing vocabulary without having quote unquote formal studies?
Well, I really enjoyed the website Thesaurus that you recommended us. We can write a simple word and find a lot of great synonyms. And when we find some word that stick with, when I find some word that sticks with me, I write them up in my vocab notebook. But without a doubt, my main source of vocabulary are podcasts. I really love hearing them. And I spend hours per day hearing these shows, whether commuting from home to work or cycling, whatever spare time I have, I'm always with my earbud hooked up. And also the TED Talks.
Yeah, TED Talks are fantastic resources. But what about the podcast? What kind of podcast do you like?
Oh my goodness, I can tell you about tens of them. I mean, Radiolab, Freakonomics,
yeah,
Death, Sex, and Money, Note to Self, Tony Robbins, and so on.
That's fantastic. Guys, I'm going to put these titles in the blog post. Again, episode 488. I think this is full of resources for you guys, but also just inspiration. I mean, Tiago's busy, man. He has two kids. He's married. He works. But he still is filling his time as best he can with English. And we can hear the outcome of that, which is amazing vocab, incredible writing, specific ideas. And if I may say so, you are speaking very good English, Tiago.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, so let's talk about your writing progress sort of throughout the course. Like, we're beginning with nothing, more or less, like no classes, no academic writing in English. So have you felt like you have learned a lot in this writing module, I guess? What do you think has helped you the most?
Well, I got totally stoked about what you told us. I mean, it's okay to make up studies, situations, and
yeah,
we just need to use our creativity. And it's like giving wings to our thoughts. And I really, really love this. And the course itself, it has in each part of the essay, introduction, body paragraph, and even the way that we finish our essay are so mm-hmm. well structured, using those awesome. Linking words, that it's almost impossible not to do a good essay.
I love it. I love it. If I could just pick out one phrase just now to draw attention to, you said, give wings to our thoughts. I love it. I really feel as if your choice of study, the way you have immersed yourself in native English as much as possible, has really given you a flexibility with the words and phrases that other students may not have. I mean, you could use metaphors like that. You could be very appropriate and specific with a lot of the language. I just want to go back to vocab for a second. So you're discovering vocabulary in these native speaker podcasts. What do you do with it? Do you like listen to a podcast and then write down the words right away?
Well, yeah, if I had a pen in my hand, I just write them away, or I just type them in my smartphone, and I go putting them in my vocab notebook, and in the end of the day, I try to use those words in some phrases that I came up with.
That's awesome. So you're using them like out loud when you talk to yourself?
Yeah. For instance,
perfect.
Boisterous. I just look at my kids and, oh man, I know where I will use this word.
Guys, just to remind you, if you haven't heard one of these Wizard Winner episodes before, every month in our course, we post a task two question and our students submit essays. And the winner, like Tiago, gets a 15-minute strategy session with me, as well as getting to come on the show. So in our 15-minute strategy session, right before we recorded, he was describing his kids and he used boisterous, like perfectly. His vocab is amazing, you guys. Let me just tell you some of the words he used in the speaking. Pleasurable, a parade in my own house. And then in part three practice, emergence, resolved, a sanctuary. Just so impressive. I think you are doing everything right, Tiago. I think you are on your way to getting the scores you need for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any last tips for our listeners?
No, for sure.
Not just about writing, but anything about IELTS.
Yeah. First of all, to those listeners who aren't in the trickies yet, man, run over and get into. I guarantee that this method and those templates will level up your writing. And I'm not kidding.
Guys, I did not tell him to say that, I promise. This is authentic and genuine, and it makes me smile. That's fantastic. Do you have any other advice? Anything else that's really helped you in your preparation?
Yeah, for those fellows from Trickies, my best piece of advice is that although the templates are vital, they are just one part, because we still have to come up with good ideas to the body paragraph. So it is crucial to consume content that helps us to expand our creativity. So again, I insist in this topic. Watch TED Talks and hear good podcasts such as Radiolab or Freakonomics in order to feed and inspire your mind.
I love it. Oh my God, there are like so many amazing quotes from you to put in the blog post for this episode. Guys, this is a fantastic, very inspirational, very motivational episode today. So please do listen a couple times. And if you are ready to follow Tiago's challenge, his advice to get into the course, you can. You can do it right now. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, Tiago, thank you so much for coming on today. It was my extreme pleasure to get to chat to you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thanks, Tiago. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.